Good evening. Thank you for being here with me. How about we call this the Jargon Opera? You can hear me as Vendor. I hope you are well. So I wanted to talk a bit about life theory, or at least my life theory. Back, way back in the 90s when I was in high school, I enjoyed a specific substance that was able to give me different perspectives, and I indulged quite a bit. And I was enjoying this, and was having profound, deep thoughts. At this time, I was in a religion class and learning about the world's religions, and I found it interesting that me being an Episcopalian at an Episcopal high school would teach us other religions, but I see the point to an extent now. But it still didn't make sense to me then. But so I was enjoying myself, let's say, and I was sitting under a tree, and it was a beautiful, it was either spring or summer, it wasn't cold, and I put my hand down and I cut my hand, if I'm not mistaken, on something, and I looked at the cut, I saw the blood came out, and I had the thought that if I was a powerful, wealthy man, and I called all my knights and doctors and servants, I would say, make this heal now. What do I pay you people for? And they would rush and they would give it stitches, they would clean it, maybe an antibiotic. But they wouldn't be able to heal it. That was the life force of my person would do the rest. They could only assist the natural process. No matter how powerful, hypothetically, or wealthy I could be. And that moment I looked up and I saw a leaf and I saw the veins of the leaf through the sunny light coming through. And it was one of those moments that I just remember it because there was some sort of truth in it that came out to me in that moment. And now that grew into another thought that I had this revelation between the bleeding hand and the leaf of some sort of cosmic equality, that there is a balance to existence. And I developed this theory, and it still seems to hold true that in this balance, we are each given a certain volume of everything, of every type of experience, but more importantly, every type of emotion. And so we get equal proportions of happiness. The cosmic equality also would mean that for the amount of happiness we receive, we also get that equal volume of sadness or sorrow or misery. And that as each person around me is also experiencing life and getting their distribution of the amount of these feelings. I can only speak for myself. Perhaps some people are more happy than others, but I don't think so. I think that some people are more happy at certain times, and at other times they're not so much, you know? And that everyone's life is different, but these volumes of emotion are distributed in different ways equally. So, for example, that wealthy man who called upon his doctors to make him heal may not have any real friends or anyone that he believes cares about him, versus, say, a child in Guam who may live in absolute poverty and may go hungry often, may sleep on a dirt floor, is deeply loved by her entire family. At least that's kind of the foundation of what I have thought about it, that again, we're each giving them a certain amount of everything, and it could be part of a balance, or more like a rhythm of life, that for everything that goes out, it will also come in, a polarity, if you will, from highs and lows, the waveform, the tide. And often, if things are going really well and I find myself happy, that makes me a bit nervous. That the roller coaster is about to potentially go the other direction. But on the flip, because there always is a flip, that if things aren't all that great, don't worry. You're gonna get another volume of happiness soon enough. Don't you worry, Vendor. It's coming. And you, listener, if things are great, that's wonderful, and enjoy that moment. But also be prepared for when that moment has passed, if you will. Batten down the hatches. And maybe other people have different experiences. I can only speak for myself from my experience. I like to think that I'm a good observer. I don't really care for much programming. I do spend too much time on my phone, but I've never been a big TV or movie guy, for example, and enjoy studying people and getting to know them sometimes. I wonder if with this balance of life, are we on a low swing, or is it going to get worse? I certainly hope not. Not us. I anticipate things getting better. It's been a long, dark period of time for so many of us. And there's so many things happening on the programming. You wonder what to believe and what to trust. And I do. The boogeyman is talked about so much, but have you seen him? I know people who have. Or are we the boogeyman? But I try not to live in fear. What you think about, you bring about, they say. That we manifest what we most think about, or speak about especially. And listener, I want you to know a little trick I have there. A little magic trick that I came up with for myself, and I want to gift it to you. And I believe that what we speak aloud are instructions to the algorithm that is forming our lives in front of us. And so, like, say you're with someone and they're talking and they're negative, or they're speaking of something unfortunate or negative. Did you hear about Tom? He broke his leg, for example. If I heard that, I would say, oh, that's unfortunate, not me. That's the magic trick right there, is not me. Because if we are co-creators in our reality, I'm not going to let that negative smell get on me. I'm going to shoo it away with the not me. Did you hear about so-and-so who had this unfortunate event? No, I didn't. Not me. Not me, not me, not me. I know it's a wacky thing, and it's a bit awkward to say, but it's my superstition, and I like it, and I use it. And I encourage you to do the same, listener, if you like. I can't say specifically that it hasn't worked. I have not broke my leg since I started. Not me. How have you been? How are you doing? I miss our conversations. Well, it isn't quite a dialogue, is it? But it is, for me, a pleasure to create these recordings and to know that some point someone may hear this. And I have this opportunity to paint a picture of my thoughts beyond the billboards of social media or the vanity of video. Just you and me and my voice and your ear. That's kind of like a message in a bottle, you know? Something that I put out to the world. I have been on an upswing, and I have been pretty close to what I consider happy lately. Had a couple of blessings yesterday. I'm getting a new car. Without getting into all of it, I'm getting a Prius. This will be the second Prius I've had before, so I've already passed any stigma that remains with such a car, and I look forward to so many things about it. They're really fantastic. But the doors it opens into travel alone, to have very little concern on the cost of fuel, is nice. And this model has a very unique color, and I've noticed this color on other Toyotas in the past, and I must have manifested it. It's a, for lack of, I don't know the Toyota's official name of the paint color, but it literally looks as blue as the sky, like a metallic sky blue. It's really a wonderful color. I'll call this car Sky. I think that's just perfect. My Sky car. So I should be picking it up soon. And it also has a couple cool things about it. It's a plug-in hybrid. So I can take my extension cord out and plug it in overnight. And that will give me 10 electric miles of driving without engaging any fuel. I know that's nothing compared to a Tesla or whatever, but it's still a neat feature to be able to drive the car if I'm not traveling, but just running errands. That sounds like dangerously close to an all-electric day. An all-electric day in my Sky car. So that's a big upswing for me to be getting a much newer car, 5 years newer than my current car, which was the newest car I've ever owned. So I'm looking forward to that. I also expect that with this kind of change, this new chapter of life, this positive event, and without getting into it, I'll just tell you, I won't have a payment on it. I will own it the day I pick it up. So that's a real blessing for me. And it's not something I inherited or anything like that. But I qualified for a program that gets cars that have trouble with their emissions off the road by providing grants. And I had this 4x4 project that was just happened to be everything I needed to qualify for this grant. And I accidentally did everything right. I paid insurance on it for over 2 years, even though I never got it to pass smog, which meant I never got it registered, and it stood in my driveway all this time. And it's a bit sad that I'm letting go of this little 4x4, little SUV with a 5-speed stick and 4-wheel drive, because it was a dream to take it to Oceano Dunes, which is a short drive, couple hours, and it's a beach that you can drive cars on or 4x4s. I really wanted to have a dune buggy to have that experience of putting it in first gear and driving up a dune. But sometimes we have to let go of dreams, no matter how hard we work at them, right? Because you have to make room in your driveway for something better. The cosmic balance says there can only be one. That we have to make room. If you want the new, you have to make room. So that is the balance. I don't know if things are will make a downturn. Not me. Things are going to be just fine. Anyhow, balance in life is the same with the balance of relationships with people, especially partners. Everything in life has to circulate. If they are stagnant, they die. We have to have circulation of emotion and experience. If we do nothing, nothing happens. And even when our efforts aren't fruitful, they still are. Because the effort is the experience. The experience is knowledge, and the knowledge is something that is cumulative, that will build upon itself. So, when you think you're taking an L, it's just half of a W. Just gotta connect the legs. I appreciate you listening this long. I hope you enjoyed it. Because I enjoyed speaking it to you, dear listener. I hope that you find it pleasant to hear, and that potentially gave you a bit of perspective. Know this, this is the summary that we get a little bit of everything in life. And that was the other thing I was going to say, is that as much as we get the same amounts in different packages, according to my high school wisdom, I also have observed, or I have this belief, that people are only as good as they are bad. We are both God and the devil. That's why they were portrayed that way, one on each shoulder, because it's that cosmic balance, right? So I'm leery of people who portray themselves as good. I like the person who lets their flaws show a little, you know? The more honest approach, that because we are all flawed and we're all bad. Oh, we're all human beings. If this last year hasn't taught me anything, it's that I'm a bad, dirty, dirty, mouth-breathing, nose-snotting, super-spreader, non-essential human being. Oh, I'm bad. But I'm also a human being who works hard at my life and all of the variables within it. I work hard to be me. And who am I? Well, I'm Vinder. And I am my experience. I am the driver behind the windows of my eyes. I am the captain of this ship here. And I am a bad man. And it's just as much as I am bad, I am a good man too. But if you see a whole bunch of good, know that with the balance and circulation of life, that person is also bad. If life is really bad, know that it will at some point become good again, and then bad again, and then good. Not me. Intention is everything. What are your intentions, listener, with my daughter? Just kidding. But yeah, I've had bad intentions. You know, my heart always wants more, right? The beast within. Id, the ego, the superego, right? Those are the three parts, but that dirty bastard, the id, our subconscious mind, wants to do all that sin. But without that id quality, none of us would be here this moment now. And with the way the world is going, it's hard to say where it will lead us. Except many people are calling out the Bible. And I'm getting there, and that'll be another talk. I was raised Episcopalian, like I said. But. Not today. Satan, get behind me. Not today. Anyhow, I'm just playing. I have enjoyed this opportunity to record my musings, and I appreciate you listening. Remember, when you hear of those unfortunate things, even if it's under your breath to yourself, but it has to be out of your mouth, not just a thought. You say, not me. Let that algorithm know to put that somewhere else. So, I thank you. And I appreciate your audience. Thank you.